is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're getting a closer look at deaths and the devastation from Hurricane Milton in Florida. The confirmed death toll is up to 16 this morning. Hundreds of people have been rescued, including an 11-year-old boy who was clinging to a piece of debris. Correspondent Vladimir Dutier is in Tampa.
Shivering, elderly evacuees were given food, water, and blankets. We rode along with a rescue team from the sheriff's office, who saved 80-year-old Lillian Picard from her waterlogged home.
Horrible. I never think about this. This is a bad dream.
I'm shocked at how devastated this neighborhood is. Entire homes nearly submerged underwater. Vehicles mostly submerged underwater.
At least 20 tornadoes touched down. 2.5 million customers still have no power. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has sent a plea to lawmakers in Washington.
We will need additional funds, and we implore Congress, when it returns, to in fact fund FEMA as is needed.
A group of Japanese nuclear survivors awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo last hour.
No nuclear weapons have been used in war in nearly 80 years. The extraordinary efforts of Nihon Hidankyu have contributed greatly to the establishment of the nuclear taboo.
The group was formed in the aftermath of the 1945 U.S. atomic bomb attacks. A rescue and a death deep beneath a former Colorado gold mine, where a group of tourists were trapped for about 6 hours when an elevator malfunctioned. KCNC's Alan Genet.
Authorities declined to say how the one person who died was killed. Those who were removed from the mine were taken down into Cripple Creek, where they said they would be spending the night at hotels.
A judge in New York has set a date of May 5th, 2025 for Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial. His attorney, Anthony Rico, updated reporters on how the music mogul's holding up in jail.
He's doing fine. It's a difficult circumstance. He's making the best of the situation.
Says the roughest part for Diddy is the food. Announcer John Sterling was back to cheer on his Bronx Bombers.
Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win.
Garrett Cole pitched 7 strong innings on the Yankees radio network to send New York to the ALCS for the 19th time. They beat the Royals 3-1. Yanks will play either the Guardians or the Tigers on Monday. S&P futures are down 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. Last night, there was a step taken towards addressing the concerns that led to the recent city council boycott. The executive committee of the council voted to pass an ordinance that would dial back the ability of Mayor Corey Mason to set agendas for city council business. The committee's decision addresses concerns that led to a boycott by 6 council members. The measure is expected to be presented at the full council meeting next week. The boycotting alders, including Melissa Caprillion, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, Jeff Coe, Olivia Turquoise Davis, and Henry Perez, are expressing cautious optimism about the progress. A Kenosha County school administrator has sent a letter to families and staff. She's addressing the situation about a teacher's aide arrested for child sexual assault. The letter emphasized that the alleged incident involving a 33-year-old aide at Riverview Elementary did not occur on school property or during school hours. Support services are being offered to the school community. That teacher's aide is expected to be in court for the first time today. The hero dog that went back to work after getting shot is turning in his leash. Canine Riggs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is retiring after years of service. The department is hosting a combination retirement party and fundraiser Sunday at the Parkway Chateau, featuring canine demonstrations, tactical vehicle displays, and family-friendly activities. 3 years ago, the dog was shot in the head while taking down a homicide suspect. He recovered and resumed his duties. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks and the Lakers put on a show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it was just a preseason game, but the Bucks and the Lakers faced off at Fiserv Forum. Giannis against LeBron. Giannis with 20 points in 20 minutes of playing time. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Giannis got out running, and then the starters came back in and kept playing well. You need that sometimes, and I thought that happened.
The Lakers held on to win 107-102. NFL, the Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave to IR due to a lingering ankle injury. The team signed Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick off Atlanta's practice squad. College football, the Badgers play Rutgers tomorrow in New Jersey at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell says the younger players now will bode well for the future.
This is what it takes to continue to build a program. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. Guys go down and guys don't take advantage of their opportunities. So there's some really good situations for young guys. I think that'll bode really well for us in the stretch.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have one more warm summery day to go, and then fall is going to kick in a big way this weekend. Today, partly cloudy, a little breezy. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 62. By Sunday, a few sprinkles, a little breezy, with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
When my wife's really annoyed with me, she doesn't give me the silent treatment. She'll just take too long to answer a simple question. She'll just be standing a foot away looking at her phone, and I'll be like, hey, what time do we have to do that school thing? And she'll just be like... It's in the calendar. Are you mad at me? No.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a line. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish you.
cherishes the world.
Beautiful harmonies from the Association. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. It is 610, local news and time. Let's sit here at WRJN. What a sports weekend we have for you. Tonight, high school football, the Horlick Rebels will take on the Case Eagles, and they'll be at Case High. Well, actually, I don't know if they played Case High School. I have to ask where they play, because Dick Graceff is going to be with us this morning at about 20 after 7. We'll find out. Tomorrow, I know where they're playing. The Wisconsin Badgers will be at Rutgers, 9 a.m. Breakfast with the Badgers here at WRJN. And Sunday, the NFL, Arizona Cardinals will be in Green Bay, 10 a.m. pregame time. So, in other words, it's brunch with the Packers. So you have dinner with high school football tonight, breakfast with the Badgers tomorrow, and brunch with the Packers on Sunday. All right, see how I work food into the sports? Good morning, WRJN. Oh, Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia, local news, timeless hits, only here, WRJN.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come on. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come on. Come on.
Bookends album? I think it is. Simon and Garfunkel here at WRJN. You know those Spirit Halloween stores that open up, usually in locations where Toys R Us used to be, or maybe Bed Bath & Beyond? Well, they'll be switching over to Spirit Christmas stores. Yeah, from Halloween locations to Christmas locations, featuring things like decor, stocking stuffers, all that stuff like photo ops of Santa. If it's successful, we'll expand it in the future. And who knows? Maybe it'll be year-round. It'll be Spirit Valentine's, Spirit St. Patrick, Spirit Easter, Spirit Earth Day. Hey, you never know. Come to the Spirit Earth Day store. What do you get at that? A bag of dirt? What do they give you, mulch? It's 6:14. Here come the Beatles and...
Love, love me do. Love me do.
Love me do.
I believe that's their first big hit. Everybody thinks it's I Want to Hold Your Hand, but I don't think so. I think it was Love Me Do. It's 6:16 at WRJN. You know, everyone has one bad habit, at least one bad habit, but they have no intention of correcting it. A thread on social media listed where people are talking about their bad habits that they have no intention of changing. You ready? Here are some of them. Refusing to delete old emails. Procrastinating social media. Ignoring text messages, taking a four-hour nap, then not being able to sleep. That would be me. Hitting snooze about five times every morning. And this one really surprised me. Sucking my thumb. Someone who was 36 years old said that. They said they occasionally do it in secret. Here's another one. How many old phone numbers do you have in your directory on your cell phone you won't get rid of? I have at least six or seven people that passed away, and I'm afraid to get rid of their phone numbers. Not that I can call them in the hereafter. It's just that I feel bad cutting the final ties with friends and relatives that passed away, including my mom and dad. My dad never had a phone number. My mom did. And I just can't bring myself to delete the phone number. I don't know why. It's just like I'm cutting that final tie. I don't want to do it. All right. It's 6:17 at WRJN. Hey, it's time for Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been 30 years since the film Speed was released. In honor of the milestone, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock reunited in Los Angeles at the Egyptian Theater for an anniversary screening. The film made Bullock a star. She was joined after the screening by Reeves for a Q&A. Reeves talked about working with Dennis Hopper and of the professionalism shown by Jeff Daniels, and at one point said, "We knew we were making something wacky." I guess that means he's proud of the film. If you're feeling nostalgic and aren't into Halloween movies, check out the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which actually might remind you of Halloween. The film hits theaters this weekend for a limited run. The Tim Burton film was originally released in 1993. The stop animation film will be playing on over 1,000 screens across America this weekend. The film received a 95% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 92% with audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540, weeknights at 6 o'clock.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more. I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are looking for sunshine today with a high near 79 degrees. Oh, it's going to be nice. Right now, clear, 55 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Tommy James, dragging the line on WRJN.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I take snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Dragging the line.
My dog Sam eats purple flowers. We ain't got much, but what we got towers. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Dragging the line.
Dragging the line.
Dragging the line.
News and Timeless Hits at WRJN. It's 6:25, and it's time for Odd But True. People always want to look for it. However, Kokomo by the Beach Boys is about a fictional place. There's no island off the Florida Keys or in the Caribbean with that name, so you can stop calling Expedia.com, all right? All right, here's Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue at WRJN.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Looking for an interesting little mini vacation, go out to Clear Lake, Iowa. Go to the Surf Ballroom. That was the last place that Buddy Holly, along with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, had their concert. And just about 10, 15 minutes from there, you can pay respects at the farm field where their plane went down at 115th and Gull. I think that's the address. It's in a farmer's field. They have a stainless steel record memorial set up to them. You might want to think about checking that out, all right? Diana Ross of the Supreme Someday will be together at WRJN. So this 18-year-old from Nepal just broke a world record by climbing all 14 of the tallest mountains in the world. That's how many there are, with peaks about over 26,000 feet. And he's the youngest to ever reach every single one of them. He did it in just over 2 years, too. You know, my wife and I just walked 1.7 miles at the Pike River Trail the other day. We were exhausted just doing that. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. Last night, there was a step taken towards addressing the concerns that led to the recent city council boycott. The executive committee of the council voted to pass an ordinance that would dial back the ability of Mayor Corey Mason to set agendas for city council business. The committee's decision addresses concerns that led to a boycott by six council members. The measure is expected to be presented at the full council meeting next week. The boycotting alders, including Melissa Caprillion, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, Jeff Coe, Olivia Turquoise Davis, and Henry Perez, are expressing cautious optimism about the progress. A Kenosha County school administrator has sent a letter to families and staff. She's addressing the situation about a teacher's aide arrested for child sexual assault. The letter emphasized that the alleged incident involving a 33-year-old aide at Riverview Elementary did not occur on school property or during school hours. Support services are being offered to the school community. That teacher's aide is expected to be in court for the first time today. The hero dog that went back to work after getting shot is turning in his leash. Canine Riggs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is retiring after years of service. The department is hosting a combination retirement party and fundraiser Sunday at the Parkway Chateau, featuring canine demonstrations, tactical vehicle displays, and family-friendly activities. 3 years ago, the dog was shot in the head while taking down a homicide suspect. He recovered and resumed his duties. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
October is pork month, but why did pork producers decide October is the month for them? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. We'll find out the answer to October being pork month next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Christina Mylor is the president of the Wisconsin Pork Association. She explains that October was selected as Pork Month because it basically reflected peak production at one time.
So a little bit of history. October is Pork Month because, so not so much today, but in the past, pigs were raised during the spring and summer months, which actually brought them to market in October, hence October Pork Month. So that's kind of a fun bit of information. Also, you know, now, currently, we take October Pork Month as a great way to promote our pork industry.
Christina Mylor, she's the president of the Wisconsin Pork Association, also a grower herself from Darlington. She reminds consumers that during October Pork Month, you may see retailers featuring that protein with special deals in the grocery store as well as on menus. At the end of last year, Wisconsin pork producers had generated more than 360,000 hogs going into the marketplace. That was a 4% increase compared to 2022.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And while National 4-H Week is drawing to a close officially tomorrow, still more activities and announcements coming up on Monday. Congratulations to Melanie Miller, Professor Emeritus with UW Extension, retired Sauk and Dunn County 4-H Agent and 4-H Specialist. On Monday, she'll be inducted into the National 4-H Hall of Fame, that big event happening in Boise, Idaho. Congratulations. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
We have one more warm summery day to go, and then fall is going to kick in a big way this weekend. Today, partly cloudy, a little breezy. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 62. By Sunday, a few sprinkles, a little breezy, with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The cup holder defines American culture at this point. We can't hold the cup. People get in the car. Where is the cup holder in this car? This is insane. Get some wheels on the luggage. Get me a belt clip for my cell phone. Get me an earpiece, too, and not one that you take in and out. Drill it right into the side of my skull. You have a dog, and the dog, they give you a leash with this extra leash wound up inside. In case the dog pulls it, you hit the button, let the line out like he's a marlin. Nobody wants to do anything but lie in bed. Anything, if you're not in bed, it's work. Even death, people want to be in bed. I always read that he died in his deathbed. I always read that in the paper. Why would you even buy a bed like that? How are you going to start feeling better sleeping in a deathbed? Where is that section of the furniture store? These are our deathbeds over here. We also have a death side table, death reading lamp. Is that a death clock radio? Yes, but there's no snooze. Either you get up or you don't.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby. Down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day. So don't let's live away.
medley, Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers. You lost that love and feeling. You know, they were on a TV show called Shindig every week. They had guest star, you know, rockers back in the 60s, all the rock and roll artists. But the Righteous Brothers and the group called the Blossoms and Bobby Sherman, they were on every single week. And that's how they made their name from that TV show, Shindig. Want to hear the story about a couple of heroes quickly here? A Pennsylvania man and his 17-year-old stepson ran into their neighbor's burning house. This happened last Monday. And got her out alive. They also saved her two dogs. The woman and the stepson were treated at a hospital for burns. A reporter asked the father why they risked their lives to do it. He simply said, "We care about our neighbors. We care about our neighborhood." Yep. Real heroes. 6:42, local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Neil Diamond.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, save, brother, love's travel and salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows brother love's show. Suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
First sentence of that song, Neil Diamond says, "Hot August nights." Later on, years later, after he recorded that song, he would have one of his biggest hit albums called Hot August Nights. I wonder if that's why he chose it, because of that song. It's 6:45, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 79. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 55. The weekend, partly sunny. Chance of showers tomorrow and Sunday with a high both days, 63. It's clear, 55 degrees, beautiful morning here at Radio Park. The group Green Day, by the way, before I even start this story, how many old technologies can you think of? And I want you to think back, different ways to hear things other than, you know, a memory disc or whatever you have, a USB port and streaming. What other ways are there? Well, Green Day found them. They're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Dookie, their album, by releasing the songs on that album, each song in outdated technology. One song will be on an 8-track tape. Another one will be on a mini disc. One will be on a Big Mouth Billy Bass. Remember that? My father had one of those. A Fisher-Price record. Teddy Ruxpin. Remember Teddy Ruxpin? And some other outdated technologies. That's how they're releasing the album. One song each on each outdated technology. I don't know what their plan is. They're getting a lot of publicity about it because I hear them talking about it everywhere. But hey, if you like Green Day and you like that album, you get a Billy Bass, Big Mouth Billy Bass. Remember that? It was, I think it was Take Me Down to the River was the song that Billy Bass sang. And his head used to come off the plaque and face you while he was singing that. My father had one of those. I couldn't believe he bought it. 647 at WRJN.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400 AM everywhere. It's WRJN with Stevie Wonder.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Save my life. I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Savings in our WRJN Big Deal of the Day at the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase the $20 gift certificate for only $10. Today only, the Lanes on 20 at WRJN.com. Click on that Big Deals tab today.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spiral with God, Judy in the sky, with glasses.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. I take you in the fine sight. And some of the strings on my kite.
Please take your glasses. Don Fred of this Playboy band, Judy in Disguise. I blew the line at the end there, but I think I'll just take your glasses. Hey, it's 6:56 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know what day it is today? Don't look at your phone. Don't look at your watch. Do you know what day it is? All right. 63% of people say they frequently have to ask, what day is it? 51% say it's because their days are so similar and they blend together. 81% say their days have become more repetitive in the last 18 months. You know, a couple of times, the other day I came in here, this was last week, and I thought it was Thursday and it was Wednesday, and I was doing all my Thursday stuff. It's written right in front of me on the screen what day of the week it is, and I just didn't realize it. Just goes to show you, I'm right there with that, what, 63%? Yeah. Maybe I should look at my phone or check something more frequently. It is, because all the days kind of blend together after a while, don't they? Sunshine today, high 79, clear and 55 right now. You are all the woman I need, and baby, you know it. Help me, help me, help me. You can make this bed a king, a clown, a bend me, shape me. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Here are a couple of things that were considered completely normal 25 years ago, but today we'd never do them. Some examples: visiting the cockpit during the flight. I remember on my first flight back in the early 70s, I walked up to the cockpit and I said, "Can I take a look?" And the guy said, "Yeah, come on in." I didn't sit down, but he said, "Come on in." Can't do that anymore. Can't get near the thing. They call the security police if you get near the cockpit door. Smoking in restaurants and movie theaters. When I was a kid, you were able to smoke in the theaters. They put you in the side aisles to smoke. But what difference did that make? The smoke went all over the theater.